Very good evening, brethren in Christ. Thank you, Pastor, for reading the scripture text taken from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. I wish to share 3 points from these 2 verses, and that is the grace of God, godliness in God, and glory to God. Firstly, grace of God. And in verse 10, I read, as every man had received the gift, even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God is full of love and grace towards his children. God has no respect of persons. While we have different strengths and weaknesses, God, through his manifold grace, will grant each one of us the gifts which we can best use to serve him as well as to serve others. They are spiritual gifts, as well as other gifts which can be used by God. We must remember that these gifts, talents, and blessings are given because of the grace of God. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans chapter 12 verses 6 to 8, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth, exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. The gifts are not restricted to those just mentioned in these verses. However, it reiterates that gifts from God is by his grace, and that each one of us is given differing good and perfect gifts according to God's grace and his will. These gifts may be easily visible and recognized, but there are those which may be less visible and working behind the scene, such as praying without ceasing for others, or the gift of befriending and encouraging those who are in need or lonely, or the gift of showing mercy to the needy. It's not for us to compare or to boast that my gift from God is far superior than yours, but God's gift to each one of us is good and perfect in his sight and according to his sovereign will and grace. Question. When we are given gifts, talents, and blessings from God, what is required of us? The answer, we are to be good stewards of God's gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful as servant of Christ, and given the various gifts and blessings, we are to be good stewards and to serve faithfully and pleasing to God. We are to be mindful not to abuse these gifts and talents. We must not use them, which may bring shame to our Almighty God, or become stumbling blocks to others, or for the pride of life. For example, we are given the gift of spiritual discernment and teaching. It is to be used for self-spiritual growth and to disciple and encourage others in their spiritual living and for the unity of God's people. But, and possibly without knowing or conscious of it, you undermine others for their lack of spiritual knowledge or becoming armchair critics of our pastors, speakers and teachers, fellowship leaders and members. One may slowly develop spiritual pride. This is displeasing to God. God warns us of our pride and instructs us to be humble. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, which we are all very familiar. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be humble, to be an humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. Application. Let us thank God for his grace and be good stewards of our God-given gifts and blessings, serving God is an act of obedience to God. Secondly, godliness in God. In the first part of verse 11, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God given. God has given us the ability to communicate through speech, writing and texting, sign language, and by actions. It's for everyone to engage in godly communication. It's not fluency or sweetened flowery of speech or outward action of hypocrisy, but sincerity from the heart and to be Christ-centered. Jesus warned us of our sinful nature, especially our hearts and mouths, which are so well connected. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 to 37. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. God has given us the ability and opportunity to speak and communicate so as to share the gospel and defend our faith. We need to be able to interact with believers and non-believers. We have to ask God to give us the wisdom to use the right godly words. James chapter 3, verse 17 tells us, what wisdom should we seek? I read, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Where he says, let us speak as the oracles of God. We are to be mouthpieces for God, to speak on his behalf. And we know that God only speaks the truth and in a godly manner. And we are to speak without pleasing men, but to please God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. Not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. We witness, speak, and communicate only under the authority of God, never our own, when ministering to believers and non-believers. Salvation is of the Lord, not our ability. Many a times it's difficult to defend the faith, but we must not be discouraged, as we have God who will give us the ability and wisdom. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Therefore, seek God for his wisdom. God expects us to persevere in our faith and to defend it. Paul did not preach the gospel when it was only easy and convenient. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 says, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. It can be simplified that with God's help, we dare to tell others of the gospel in the face of strong opposition or in the midst of much conflict. Please note that it does not mean for us to be argumentative or confrontational, but we are to share the truth of our faith and the love and saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to sow the gospel seed. In verse 11, the word minister is mentioned. We are all ministers of the gospel, not just the pastors, missionaries, or Sunday school teachers. It is for all of us as believers to minister to anyone when we are given the opportunity by speech and by our action and through prayers. We must be ready to share the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ through all available means which are pleasing to God. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Please note here, with meekness, with humbleness, and with fear, as in godly fear or reverence, and not with pride. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Application. Let our speech, action, and prayers be godly with sincerity, and always ready with the answer to every man that asks for the reason of the hope in Christ Jesus. My third point is glory to God. The second part of verse 11 says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We are all sinners and saved by grace. Many a times, our pride of life will still creep in. I'm included. We are reminded by God not to be puffed up. It does not just cover matters relating to the church. It includes when we are at work, in school, and at home, and even during our leisure time. We are to give all glory and praise to God. Remember what Job said in Job chapter 1, verses 21-22. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job knew that between his birth and death, all blessings were from God, and it was up to God to give or to take away. And he gave all glory and praise to God, even when the blessings were taken away. Therefore, when we take the glory from God, it is a sin. And God warned us in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23-24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The God-given gifts, talents, and blessings are to serve and in support the church and its members, and the furtherance of God's kingdom, and where their successors do not be puffed up, but accord all glory and praise to God. Beware, always beware of men who will praise you. Instead, correct them and tell them that all glory must be to God. Be vigilant whenever the pride of life and the inner voice in your heart starts to lament that, why no one comes to pat my back for the job well done? Instead, turn to God and thank him for helping you to achieve it. Do you remember question one of the Westminster Shorter Catechism? I'm sure we are all very familiar. First question is, what is the chief end of man? And the answer, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. One of the biblical proof texts is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, yes, that includes speaking, ministering, evangelizing, taking on responsibility as a session member or pastoral team, teaching in the Sunday school, managing and participating in a mission trip, serving a church service or fellowship group or choir, sharing devotional testimonies, and being a member of the church, and at work, in school, or at home. In fact, in everything. Yes, in everything, we are to do all to the glory of God. Application. Let us give glory only to God, for he must increase, and we must decrease. So, in summary, I have shared 3 points from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Grace of God, godliness in God, and glory to God. We thank God that by his grace, we are saved. By his grace, God has given all of us differing gifts according to his sovereign will. Seek God to show you his gifts for you. You have to be good stewards of these God-given gifts and blessings. Serving God is an act of obedience to God. Our speech, our actions, and our prayers are to be godly with sincerity and ready to encourage, to minister, and to provide the answer to the reason of the hope in Christ Jesus. Also, whatsoever we eat or drink or do, we do to the glory of God. We are to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. So, let us serve God with our differing gifts and blessings from God. Let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for our labor or love for Him is not in vain. Together, we can serve and contribute to the spiritual growth and the unity of the church and its members, as well as to spread the gospel as commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ. Together, with God's help, we can build up the church in Christ, which will be pleasing to Him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We praise and thank You for Your love, grace, and mercy. We thank You for the gifts, for the gifts, the talents, the blessings which You bestow upon us, according to Your sovereign will and grace. May our speech, action, and prayers be godly and sincere. May we use these gifts to serve You and to glorify You always, so as to build up a church in Christ, which should be pleasing to You. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.